In turn, American artists are taking more cultural cues from global hip-hop. Ice Spice, one of America's brightest new rap talents, uses the British drill sound popularized by artists like Central C. Burna Boy, a Nigerian artist, is helping popularize Afrobeats, a genre from West Africa and its diaspora, among American rappers. Some think that Afrobeats could become as influential as the South has been in shaping hip-hop sound. The South spawned trap, a subgenre of rap music characterized by booming drums with melodic auto-tuned vocals. American hip-hop has always been inspired by other global music. Early records sampled Ethiopian jazz. But this is the first time that artists in other countries are taking on Americans' dominance in hip-hop so directly. The rise of global stars dovetails with a second trend, which is hip-hop's surprising wobbles at home. In 2023, a hip-hop album did not top the American charts until July, the longest wait in 30 years. Hip-hop made up 42% of the top 50's most streamed songs on Spotify in America in 2020, but accounts for just 16% so far this year, according to Chartmetric, a data firm. Country and Latin music have been gaining share. The charts do not fully illustrate any genre's broader cultural influence, but they have still prompted some soul-searching. Some are concerned that hip-hop is experiencing a midlife slump in America. The easiest explanation is that hip-hop's biggest American stars, such as Kendrick Lamar and Post Malone, are more established and are less focused on churning out hit releases than they used to be. Some emerging stars, such as Juice WRLD, have died young, and with them the potential for new albums, even if they remain among the most streamed rappers. It may also be that listeners feel hip-hop has strayed too far from where it started. What began as an anti-establishment movement in the Bronx has now become the cultural arm of capitalism, says Trisha Rose, a professor at Brown University, who was among the first people to study hip-hop. Materialism is rampant in lyrics and lifestyles. Rappers from the favelas now go to Prada to buy socks, laments Mr. Sauton, the Brazilian hip-hop executive. Many criticize the rise of trap and mumble rap, a term for rap songs whose lyrics are hard to decipher, for a perceived lack of lyrical depth. But defenders point out how hip-hop has retained its anti-establishment roots, being invoked by young people and political activists globally, from Pretoria to Palestine. And despite all the talk of a hip-hop downturn in America, its influence remains indisputable. Morgan Wallen, today's most popular country singer, uses trap-inspired beats and sings with a rap-like cadence. Recent albums from Taylor Swift are replete with swear words. I'm not sure that would have happened before hip-hop, says Adam Bradley, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. Far from being ready for a mic drop, hip-hop is just starting a new sort of tour, with more artists from more countries embracing the genre than ever. Middle age has never looked so good.